USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is being charged in a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation in Jupiter, Florida. Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr says for now, Kraft faces two counts in two separate incidents.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
Kraft, through a spokesman, has denied the charges. Vice President Mike Pence was in South Carolina touting the rising economy in the United States. Pence also believes no one should be left behind. Former Reagan economist Art Laffer joins Fox News and says the economy is doing
great. I mean, this president has created jobs and output that no one thought could happen, and he's done it, and he's going to continue doing it, I hope. I mean, so far, this economy has performed way above anyone's expectations.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
With reports that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is wrapping things up, the White House is clearly eager to put the two-year-long Russia probe behind it. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders telling reporters on Friday morning that the public moved on a long time ago, arguing that the only people who are still, quote, hung up on it are Democrats and the media.
The idea that President Trump needed to collude with Russia in order to beat Hillary Clinton is frankly laughable.
Her remarks come as there's speculation that Robert Mueller could submit his report to the Attorney General Bill Barr as early as the start of next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NBA wants to lower its draft age. The USA Today is reporting the league has formally proposed changing the draft eligible age from 19 to 18. The Players Association is expected to review the proposal at its post-All-Star break meeting on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On December 22, 2017, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Job Act. As people continue to prepare their taxes to meet the April 15th deadline, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Paul Schwartz. He's a CPA with Hoffman & Company. He tells you what the main things are you need to know moving forward.
It appears that approximately 70% of all taxpayers will pay less tax. I mean, keeping politics aside, that's what the initial indications are. People will get some nice benefits who have young children, as the child tax credit has been increased from $1,000 to $2,000, and that's for children under the age of 17. And the biggest thing this year under the new plan is what's called qualified business income deduction. It's very complicated to explain in a short interview, but basically, people who have businesses, or at least most types of businesses, will in effect get a 20% break on the taxability of their income. There will be some negative things, like the loss of some real estate taxes and the loss of personal exemptions. But the positive thing is that the tax tables, the tax brackets, have decreased in just about all the brackets. So that's a very positive thing as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Motorists faced a myriad of weather-related hazards as continual snowfall yesterday morning brought slippery road conditions to I-15, as well as a number of state highways in Washington County. A semi-tractor was destroyed when its front wheels were ripped from the frame Wednesday after colliding with a concrete barrier on I-15. Two Republican lawmakers are pushing to ban gay conversion therapy for minors in Utah, with a proposal that's being hailed as a milestone by advocates and reportedly won't be opposed by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A southern Utah-based brewing company has received approval to open up a new brewery and pub in downtown St. George, and authorities are investigating a robbery at a credit union in Washington City that occurred yesterday. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow this morning, sunny in the afternoon, 42 for the high, clear and 24 tonight, sunny and 48 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Did you ever think that the latter half of your life would require this much ibuprofen? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others.
Hi there, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you are tuning in today. All over the world on this hour now. It's kind of been interesting. I hope that you're having, we're going to have a great weekend. The week's been a little crazy, hasn't it, with a holiday in it. So I'm a little, is it Friday? I think it's Friday. Welcome, and I've got, man, do I have a guest lineup for you today. It's going to be so fun. We're going to learn so much, and I'm really excited about it, to tell you the truth. We have Dean Nixon from Turning Leaf Wellness Center. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm so glad you're here, good friend of mine, and can't wait to hear. We have so much to talk about in the way of you're going to get some fantastic coping skills. We're going to talk about self-esteem. We're going to talk about parenting. We're going to talk about adults getting increasing self-esteem. I mean, all kinds of stuff in this hour. And we will welcome your calls, 888-673-1450. You can call up. Also, Alex Newman joins us. I think he's back from Europe now. And reporter extraordinaire. He will be joining us on the Mexican drug cartel, how intertwined it is with our government and what's really going on there. What's the whole backstory? He's a really truthful reporter, and I really value that. Love that guy. And then in the last hour, Daniel Eschelin, he was a former Russian intelligence for 26 years and has worked with the chiefs of staffs with Venezuela and also, you know, being part of the Russian government. He wants to fill us in on his take on Venezuela, Russia, where they stand, what's going on and who owns them. Really, really interesting when we get to that third hour, too. I also wanted to mention the Doctors Volunteer Clinic is doing a Spirit of Hope Gala, and this is a chance. They don't take any government funding. They thrive only on grants and your donations, and so make sure that you are sponsoring this. This is on the 18th of May. And it's at 5:30. Alex Boyer will be singing. And the tickets are $150 a person. It includes dinner and an auction and carnival games, all kinds of things, because you're helping the clinic for the year. So what's wonderful about this is as a community, we come together and get those services to those who need it where they can't get it anywhere else. And it's all done with volunteer doctors. It's just so amazing. So make sure that you're putting that on your calendar for May, and make sure that you go ahead and get tickets for that. That is, you can go to doctors, I don't have my glasses today. I know I need glasses now. Doctorsvolunteerclinic.org. Doctorsvolunteerclinic.org. I also wanted to mention, I lost 33 pounds, and the way I did it was Dr. Diet. Get over to Dr. Diet. They will help you to get on something that will work for your body type. Pretty amazing. I really have loved keeping it off. And so I'm telling you, you can do it. They do have appetite suppressants. They do have shots that get your metabolism up. They have all kinds of ways to do it. But more importantly, you need to be on something that works for your body type and not a fad. So they will help you to figure that out so quickly. You'll be amazed. And they'll keep you on track so that if you didn't get to your New Year's resolutions, what a fantastic way to finally get on top of that and get on top of your health. I strongly urge you to go and take part in that. It really worked for me, and they really are that good. Dean Nixon joins me, and I want to go here in this hour because after doing the cell phone show on Wednesday and putting your cell phones down, talking to Tony Chambers from Dixie Direct, they had a great event. And I think that right now, as adults and as teens and as small kids, I think there's a really big struggle going on where we're seeing suicides. We are seeing self-esteem just insane, just insanely low, and in adults and teens, right, Dean? I mean, are you seeing this
every day? Yes,
every day.
Yep.
You're working with it every day.
Every day.
Let's talk about some of these epidemics a little bit and coping skills. And I think it's so hard for us to understand why we're at this place.
Right. Well, and to really understand that, we have to understand how we are as human beings.
Okay.
By nature, as human beings, we are prone to avoid discomfort.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Sure.
We want to avoid anything that makes us uncomfortable. And consequently, the great part of that is we have very luxurious homes. We drive mm-hmm. very comfortable cars. I loved the seat warmers this morning.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I loved the heated steering wheel mm-hmm. this morning. So we've got these things that are healthy, that are propelling us forward to mm-hmm. look for comfort and seek comfort in things that are uncomfortable or things that are comfortable to avoid the discomfort. But we also do it emotionally. And because we do it emotionally, instead of using internal coping mechanisms mm-hmm. to deal with the emotional discomfort, we look for external coping mechanisms.
Mm, okay.
So we get dialed into scrolling, as I call it on our webisodes. Mm-hmm. I call it the glass window.
Ah,
so we're just standing there, sitting there, laying there, and we're just scrolling through the glass window and watching life go forward. And it gives our brain, our conscious mind, the ability to disconnect, and then we just slip into a subconscious state, which is a lot more comfortable, and then we disconnect. And the unhealthy part about it is that we're not really coping with anything, we're just disconnecting. And that's a big difference. I think people need to recognize that there's a difference between disconnect and coping. And so many times we assume or we perceive, oh, no, this is me coping. I'm coping by doing this. I'm coping by participating in this. I'm coping by watching this. And that's not what's happening, is we're disconnecting from our emotional mm-hmm. side. And in that disconnection, it becomes habitual. It becomes something we crave. And in some ways, it becomes addictive, because then I can just avoid what I don't want to feel.
Wow. I'm just trying to process everything you just said. Dean does seminars. Dean's written books, Four Steps to Confidence, and what's the other one?
The Key.
The Key.
Yes.
The Key. A modern tale of self-discovery. I think sometimes, and this is why we'll tackle this on a political show like this, where we tackle health, we tackle all kinds of things, but we really need to help ourselves. We really need to help ourselves and to understand why we're here and how we got here. And I think that was a great explanation, actually, because we're feeling more disconnect than ever. And now our kids are being raised in disconnect.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And the reason, and I love that you say it, you know, why on a political show?
Yeah.
And for me, the reason why is because when I was a kid it took days to find the news.
Right.
If something happened in Russia, it was like 3 or 4 days, and Walter Cronkite told me about it,
yep.
You know, and then he told me how to feel about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and everybody trusted him.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, our kids can be on Twitter, they can be on Instagram, they can be on Facebook, mm-hmm. they can be on all these other social media venues, And they can be streaming from Russia. They can be streaming from China, you know, these other areas. And so
in real time.
In real time. So globally, what has happened is, as a kid, I needed coping skills. You needed coping skills when we were younger. But the coping skills we needed then are different.
That's a good point. They're similar, but they're different.
There's more of a need for application today, in the sense that there's more coming at us now than ever in the history of humanity. And so what's happening is that global connection is creating global overconnection, which is causing us to need to disconnect more.
Wow. Wow. So to separate ourselves even more, and then you, okay. And so the coping skills that we learned growing up are not going to work very well in this environment, right?
Well, they're different. They'll work, but we have to be adaptable with them. So we have to take, well, it's like with your phone, you've got to upgrade your software. You've got to upgrade. And as adults, we have to upgrade. You know, as I work with some adults coming in at 60, 70 years old, the coping mechanisms that they had just need an upgrade. And they need to just look at things a little bit differently using the same tools they had, but use them a little bit more effectively. With the younger ones, when I get the teens in and start working with the teens, it's about learning to just help them find what a coping skill is and how to use it and identify it and where to apply it.
Okay. Because, I mean, our youth, and this is what we had talked about on Wednesday, too, was, you know, our youth, it's difficult. We're seeing suicide rates go up, right, in youth.
Yes.
And then we're also, I think parents don't know when to push, when to pull, when to be hard, when to not be. I mean, you don't know when to be the helicopter. I think we're at a loss. And you know, when our parents were raising us, I mean, it was basically go out and play, see at dinner. And I don't know that they were this concerned or had to deal with this at this level. But I feel like this is it's a daily thing. It's trying to know what to do as a good parent, how to best parent, how to get your kids through all of this social media stuff, because it's so different.
Oh, yeah.
We just seriously don't get it at all.
Yes.
And it's hard to know when to push and pull.
It is. And to that, one of the things that's so different than our parents, you know, I think of my dad.
Yeah.
It just turned 94.
Wow.
And you know my dad.
I do.
You've met my dad. Neatest guy. The communication skills that my father needed to raise me are different than the communication skills I need to raise my children. And we as parents nowadays need to become and learn to be better communicators. Now, how do we learn to be communicators?
Yeah.
Through modeling. And so our parents modeled to us how to communicate. So we're trying to use the same mentality.
I see.
And that's why parents nowadays are going, well, I don't know when to push. I don't know when to pull.
Yeah.
So you'll see parents kind of come in like they're like one minute they're very, very permissive and the next minute they're very, very controlling. They're like, I don't know. And a lot of it's because the modeling that we got was kind of from what was needed back then. So what I find, what I try and help parents with now, in like next week, for example, I've got a parenting workshop that we're doing.
Oh, cool.
And so what I try to work with parents is we've got to be, number one, learn to be better communicators and learn how to communicate better. Number two, we've got to learn to engage our children more in the solutions. So a lot of times we as parents, we feel like, well, okay, I should know what I'm doing, right? I should. And so I'm going to go in and I'm going to tell you how things are going to go. Instead of engaging our child in, how do we solve this?
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I'm talking with Dean Nixon. When we come back, we'll talk about some of these coping skills. We'll also talk about self-esteem and also adults, too. So we're not just talking kids in this hour. We're talking about adults. All of us need this right now. And even just to get through this political realm, we need a lot more help. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
All right, Tango team, Quinn and I have been working on some new jingles for our four Southern Utah locations.
And here's what we have so far.
Nobody beats Tango. Nobody.
This is Quinn Allgood from Tango, your car wash for the people.
Tango Express Car Wash. Tango Car Wash.
A car wash for everyone. Tango.
When you hear the splash, think of Tango Car Wash.
I feel like those are already taken. But how about this? Tango Express Car Wash with four locations and one coming soon near Costco.
This is Janelle, and I'm here to talk to you today about Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio Orthopedics. So my son fell after about 5 days, him still nursing his arm. I took him into a clinic and found out he had a broken arm. It still was causing some troubles with the cast, so we went and saw Dr. Manning at Novatio, and he was willing to see us right away. Then my daughter fell and broke her leg, and then I called Novatio, and he was willing to wait for us. It was wonderful to have the experience we did. There was no waiting time. He was willing to hold the clinic open for us to come in and be seen. He is very personable, and he's willing to come to my house. Dr. Manning has also called me every 3 days to check. This is Janelle, and I recommend Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio Orthopedics.
Call Novatio 435-688-1152 or visit novatioortho.com.
Hello, Southern Utah. This is Brad Pullman, owner of BT Pearson Tire and Service. At BT Pearson Tire and Service, our number one priority is safety and keeping you safe on the road. From tire replacement to brakes to oil change, we ensure your vehicle is safe. Visit btpearson.com.
Join us every Sunday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6 for the International Psalms of Hope radio show with Samantha Landy. Samantha is a gifted teacher of the Word, committed to sharing wisdom and insight to God and applying Christian success principles for everyday life. That's the International Psalms of Hope radio show, Sunday mornings at 6:30 and Sunday evenings at 6, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM, KZNU.
With the colder nights, heating systems can struggle to heat all the areas of your house, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air care professionals can help these trouble areas with their Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care Professionals this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commission even when you lose your money? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Safe money accounts can provide bonuses of up to 20%, participation in stock market gains, and minimum guaranteed growth of up to 7.5% for up to 20 years with a guaranteed lifetime income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for the Safe Money Radio Show on KZNU every Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. You can also call Lyle Boss now for your free customized safe money information kit and a 115-page safe money book. Call 1-855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai announces Game On with a triple play of savings all this month on 2019 Sonata. Drive home in a brand new 2019 Sonata SE for as little as $194 per month. Or take advantage of $2,000 in bonus cash. Or get 0% along with $500 in Hyundai Motor Finance cash. Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty. Right now, Finley Hyundai has more new car inventory than ever before. So get your new triple play of savings on a new Sonata today. Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway. Because we believe in you. FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Stock number HY7419 on approved credit through HMF 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, title, license, fees extra, $24.99 due at signing. Restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/19. See dealer for details.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery Center believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show on a Friday. Hope you're doing well. And we're talking about something really important, I think, and that is, man, you know what? Sometimes we just need to learn how to cope. We need to learn how to deal with not only... Okay, I need to learn how to deal not only with everything, with politics and what's being thrown at us and what's ahead. And those that can create a lot of fear and that can create a whole lot of questions and things like that, anxieties. But in general right now, it feels like the world is hurling faster. Feels like stress is more rampant. We have more autoimmune disease. We have all these things going on right now with everybody and health, and everything's being impacted. And so we're trying to get to the core of that. I've invited Dean Nixon on. Dean Nixon is at Turning Leaf Wellness Center, and he's a good longtime friend of ours. And let me tell you, he's doing some great work. My husband's also a therapist. It's really fun to kind of talk to Dean, my husband, all these guys that I'm surrounded with that are so knowledgeable in these things, and they really do help. There's two books he's written, The Key and Four Steps to Confidence. They also do seminars and all kinds of things that you can be a part of. We'll talk about that because they have a women's group and
every Wednesday from 5:30 to 7.
That's awesome.
It's a free women's group.
Yeah, that's
great. And it's important for us to do it because
get some help.
There's a lot of support women need.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really encourage them to come.
Yeah.
There's a venue to talk about a lot of the things that are hard to talk about in other venues in the community. So we want to create an environment that's a little bit safer for them to do that.
That's great.
And the nice thing about it is any topic fits.
Right.
But also we encourage women that maybe you don't have anything to share, but you want to come and encourage women to be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what we want. And our mission this year, the real emphasis of Turning Leaf Wellness Center is to empower women to be free on a lot of levels.
Okay. All right. So let me give you some case scenarios. You're dealing with stress.
Yes.
Oh, man. It could be financial. It could be marriage. It could be kids. Yep. It could be anything. You're dealing with huge amounts of stress.
Coping mechanisms for stress. And that's why I wrote the book, The Key. The Key has the eight essential coping skills is what I call them. And the key is I wrote it in a story form, so it's kind of a fun read.
Yeah.
It's one that you can kind of read and see how this young man goes through this journey and he learns how to implement these coping skills, and he's learning them from other individuals, and it's a pretty cool experience. But for stress itself, there's a couple coping skills that are important for us to really look at. The first coping skill is the coping skill of focus.
Okay.
And the reason why focus is such an important coping skill, we use focus every day, but the problem is that we use focus to focus on all the things that make us uncomfortable.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So all the things that are making you uncomfortable, that's what you focus on. You get up in the morning and the first thing you do is you start looking at everything that's making you uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Right.
And so then you go about your day trying to respond to all the things that make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it always reminds me of when I was a kid. You know, my dad would always have us working in the yard or working in the shop, and inevitably dad was always cutting himself. He'd always get cut and he's bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I was just blown away. I'd be like, "Dad, you're bleeding." And he'd be like, "What? Oh, I didn't know that." And me as a kid, I'm like,
yeah,
baffled. How do you not know?
Right.
But then if I got a sliver in my finger, I'm like, "Oh, this is bad." And I'm probably going to lose my finger.
Right.
And so then I'd go to mom and I'd be like, "Hey, can you help me with the sliver?" And she'd be like, "Yeah, let me get a needle and dig that out." And I'd be like, I don't think you understand. There's something already in there.
Right.
And so then instead of letting mom help, I'd go to bed and then I'd lay there in bed at night. And what's that sliver doing all night? What's your finger doing?
Right.
Throbbing.
Yeah.
It's just throbbing.
Yeah.
And that's all you can focus on. Is that pain and what's making you uncomfortable? So we take that and contrast that to my father. My father didn't focus on the pain. He focused on what we were trying to create. He was focusing on what was going on. He was focusing on the project or accomplishing the task. I was focused on not getting hurt. And if I was hurt, then I was focusing on the pain that accrued from that hurt. And so in life, that's what we do is we use focus in an unhealthy way to focus on the hurt and the ways that we might get hurt and the way we don't want to get hurt, instead of shifting that focus in a healthy coping way and focusing more on what we want to create rather than what we don't want to feel.
Nice. Okay.
And so with stress, that's what we tend to do. A lot of our stress comes from reacting to all of the little things that are coming at us every day.
Right.
Because we wake up and it's like, oh, okay, I've got to get this done. I've got to get that done. And this is probably how that person feels about what I said yesterday. And and I might have offended them. And, ooh, am I messing up my family? And and what about work? And so then we become reactive. And we spend our day in a reactive mode, which is always stressful.
Right.
Stephen Covey taught us that.
Sure,
being reactive is super unhealthy. And so he always challenges to be proactive. And the way we shift is just shifting that focus from trying to avoid to engaging in what is it I want to create today. So once you wake up, you think, okay, what is it I want to create today? Where do I want to go today?
Okay.
And you make that your focus, and then you find yourself drifting to the other focus, then you just shift yourself back.
Right. So you're changing your whole perspective, your
exactly.
outlook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I like that. And then also like depression.
Depression, and this is one of the things I love about depression, is that it helps us understand ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times pain is important for us to understand, like physical pain. If you get a cut on your hand and it doesn't get taken care of, it becomes infected and painful.
Right.
It's the same thing with emotionality. And so depression is an indicator. And we just look at it as an indicator, not as a definer, like there's something wrong. That's our biggest issue. We start to feel depressed, and what's the first thing we think? What's wrong? What am I doing wrong? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with my life? Why am I depressed? Da, 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 da. Well, I shouldn't be. And then we get into the shoulds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't be depressed because I live here and I have this. And then that doesn't help, because then you feel more depressed. You're bugged that you know.
Right.
So the thing about depression is, anxiety comes from focusing on the future, and depression comes from focusing on the past.
Okay. Yeah.
So what we learn is to be in the present.
Okay.
And the way that we do that is we start to use another coping skill, which I call evidence gathering. Every day we're gathering evidence. And most of the time we're gathering evidence of all the things that are wrong with our lives and all the things we're doing wrong, because we have this belief in our head. Our belief is, if I can fix what's wrong, then everything gets better.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting.
And it's a defunct, it doesn't, that's not true. I mean, that works for your dishwasher, that works for your car, but it doesn't work on humans. Humans are more complex. So if we're focusing on what's wrong, then we see everything that's wrong and we gather all this evidence of, well, I didn't do this right, or this isn't going right, or I feel this way, and we start to focus on all those things, and we gather that evidence through that focusing process. But if we start gathering the other evidence, if we start gathering the evidence of how I am progressing as a human being, how life is moving me forward in a healthy way, and I reframe it in an evidence-gathering way, then I start to cope by gathering that healthy evidence. And some of the clients, I really encourage them to keep an evidence journal.
Wow.
And so you just go throughout the day and you do an evidence-gathering journal, and you work on gathering healthy, positive evidence about your life every day.
Like as little as what? Like, I don't know. Like what would you write down in a journal?
Some of what you want to be writing down, or you want to be gathering evidence that you are moving forward in a healthy way.
Okay.
So you would write down things about, I'm thinking differently today, or I'm reading this book today, and this is what I'm learning from this book. I responded differently today when my child was upset or my coworker confronted me. I stood my ground calmly and spoke to them my truth. And we're gathering, hey, look at that. I'm actually moving myself forward. Yeah. But we're already doing that. We're just doing it in an unhealthy way. We're already doing it on, well, I should have done that different, or I should have done that better, or so we're just taking and repurposing it into a healthy venue.
Right.
And so we can gather that evidence. We can gather even simple things like, today I went to the gym, or today I ate one less donut. But things
A whole glass of water.
A whole glass of water. I drank enough water today. things of that nature that really help us. And that's a really important coping skill is evidence gathering and how we do it.
Perspective, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really going in and changing it.
It will shift it.
I had a friend that was dealing, Lori, she's since passed away, and she's a pretty amazing gal, and she told a story once about she was helping a handicapped person, and it was really hard. The person was very critical every day, and she was just trying to help. And every day, and then all of a sudden, she said that she just kept praying that he would stop being mean to her. He would just be nice to her because she really wanted to help him. And it was a long process to put him in bed and long process. I mean, everything just to even make him comfortable. And she had a shift in thinking and thought, I'm going to pray to love him more and to find out what I can learn from him and how I can serve him. Right.
Right.
And everything changed. They suddenly had a friendship. He was nicer to her. She was nicer. She was great to him, but she was always nice to him, but great to him. She started valuing him, learning from him, loving him more. And even though this was a client of hers, she just was really taken by how all she had to do was shift, even in the way she prayed. And it was, the whole outcome was different. That's amazing. I don't think we realize the power of that.
Oh, it's huge. It's a huge power. And that's, one of the other things I like to talk about and teach is the two stomachs.
Okay.
Right? It makes you wonder, what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking
about? Okay, well, you got two stomachs. And you have your physical stomach. So if I eat Twinkies every day, all day, how am I physically going to feel?
Yeah, like crap. Yeah.
Like garbage, right?
Yeah.
So whatever I put in my physical stomach expresses itself physically in how I feel. Well, your second stomach is your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you put in your mind expresses itself emotionally.
Right.
So if you're feeding your brain fear all day of all the things you're scared of or all the things you don't like or all the things that are uncomfortable, then emotionally it's going to express itself not feeling good, feeling depressed, feeling anxiety, feeling those things.
Right.
So we have to be careful what we feed our brain every day. So we've got to feed it healthy thoughts. We've got to feed it healthy dialogue. We've got to feed it healthy concepts. And all of those things will absolutely shift our perspective.
Even in marriage, if you're having a tough time, instead of just the woe is, you know, that this person isn't doing this and this and this, maybe shift the thinking on what can I do for them?
Absolutely,
right? How can I serve them better? Even though that's so contrary to how you're feeling, right?
Right.
But, you know, that it works.
It can. It absolutely can.
So I think those things are, I think they're just so underrated. We just don't even realize how powerful that is. Shift your focus, shift your perspective.
Shift your focus, and you're shifting it to what you want to create rather than what you're trying to avoid. And that's what you were talking about with your friend,
right.
Is she shifted her focus from what was making her uncomfortable to what she wanted to create.
Right.
And simply by that simple shift, everything changed.
Yeah. She was amazing, she is not with us anymore, but let me just tell you, she was a totally amazing girl, and I've thought about her story, because I've thought about how it's impacted me, and how I feel differently about doing things differently, and just like this conversation I'm having with Dean Nixon right now, Turning Leaf Wellness Center. We'll be right back. I want to talk a little bit about self-confidence.
Absolutely.
Adults and teens,
yes.
And kids. We'll be right back, just a moment.
Now we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, we're back with the Jared Wheeler Show, a.k.a. the Doctor of Love. And we have caller number 9. Go ahead. What's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wheeler. It's Joseph. Thanks for having me. I've lost a spark in my relationship, and I'm hoping you could help me. Oh, I love the show, by the way.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we're going to take care of you today, but first, a word from our sponsor, St. George Auto Gallery and Society Spa have partnered together to give us a Love Doctor special. They're doing a couples massage with every vehicle purchased for the entire month of February. All right, Joe, now tell me about her.
It's Joseph. She's a little older, and she...
Joe, I need to know.
Joseph. She was born in 1984.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. I've seen it all before. All right, Joe, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna hook you up with not just the Love package from St. George Auto Gallery, but a brand new car!
Visit STGAutoDeals.com.
It's Joseph.
Hey, it's Marty Lane, and guess what?
I have acid reflux. Yes, for the past 15 years, I have suffered with acid reflux. However, it has developed into what's called Barrett's esophagus, so I have to have it checked every 3 years. But I also have a history of colon cancer in my family. So, yes, I needed to get a colonoscopy as well. I go to Dr. James Bown and recommend Utah Gastroenterology. I gotta tell you, the guy's great. The whole staff is fantastic. It's a higher level of healthcare. Digestive problems can be embarrassing, painful, and in some cases, even life-threatening. That is why it is always best to seek the help of an experienced digestive specialist, a board-certified gastroenterologist, whether you have acid reflux, abdominal pain, or you're just ready to have your first colonoscopy. Utah Gastroenterology will help you safeguard your most priceless possession, your health. Go to Utah Gastroenterology. Look them up at utahgastro.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions, even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Hello, Americans. It's Abe Lincoln. Did you hear? The President's Day sale at Ashley Home Store has been extended.
For a few more days, you can save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Yes, just for a couple of more days, save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this panel bed for $199, this beautiful five-piece dining room set for just $279, or this comfy sofa for just $499. Accent chairs starting at $79, or accent tables starting at $99. Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and queen power bed set starting at $499.
Presidential savings indeed. But hurry, this sale is extended for a limited time.
The President's Day sale has been extended, so don't miss out. Happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai announces Game On with a triple play of savings all this month on 2019 Sonata. Drive home in a brand new 2019 Sonata SE for as little as $194 per month. Or take advantage of $2,000 in bonus cash. Or get 0% along with $500 in Hyundai Motor Finance cash. Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty. Right now, Finley Hyundai has more new car inventory than ever before. So get your new triple play of savings on a new Sonata today. Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway. Because we believe in you. FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Stock number HY7419 on group credit through HMF 36 month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, title, license, fees extra, $24.99 due at signing. Restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/19. See dealer for details.
Attention homeowners, has your heating and AC system struggled and you've wondered when is the best time to upgrade that old system? Now is a great time during the milder season where you probably aren't using your system as much and the guys at Air Care Professional have more time available. Plus great specials up to $1,000 off a new system and 0% equipment financing options for 60 months OAC. Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircareprofessionals.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show, go to katedalyradio.com, and you can always stream the show live from there, or you can listen on your local dial. If your local dial doesn't have the show, call them up. Let them know that they can get the show, and I love that, don't you? Also, we have listeners all over the world, so I'm glad you're tuning in. katedalyradio.com, you can go there for the podcast after the show. And we're also on iTunes, too. All kinds of different ones. Podstitcher or Stitcher. Or I don't even know what they are anymore. So there's a lot of them. Love and Liberty on the app. Love and Liberty, which I love. Get that app. It's awesome. You can put it right on your phone. Make sure, I know I talk about these guys a lot because they're that good, but defendingutah.org. Make sure you become a sponsor. Help them out and do what you can to support truth and media here in Utah. So defendingutah.org is fantastic. And when you join up, you get newsletters, more insider information, and also, you get to have spend some time at Front Sight. So it's kind of cool. I love that. And more training. Very cool. I have Dean Nixon with me. Two books, The Key and 4 Steps to Confidence. And Turning Leaf Wellness Center. Actually, you can get these books, The Key and 4 Steps to Confidence. Great little reads that are just awesome right on Amazon. So you can go right to Amazon, Dean Nixon. I'm glad you're here with me.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I always learn something from you, Dean.
I love being on your show. You're
very
always great.
Cool.
And
very
you're great
cool.
at the work you're doing.
Well, thank you. And ditto. We were just talking about self-confidence and how important this is and how do you increase it? Because it doesn't come from... Hey, you're awesome.
Right.
A lot of people think it does.
They do.
I know. It doesn't. It doesn't do anything.
No. And that's the problem is again, kind of like what we were talking at the top of the show is we have this internal discomfort and we look for an external solution.
Right.
And that's where we run into trouble is it's like, okay, well, I'm feeling this internal turmoil or I'm not feeling good about who I am, et cetera, et cetera. So I look outward and we as parents, we think, well, that's, I've just got to be a better cheerleader or husbands or wives or coworkers or bosses.
More trophies. They need more trophies.
Yeah, they need more participation trophies. And, right. You know, it's that concept of, okay, well, that external validation is what these people, you know, what they need. And that's really not what it is. And that's why in the 4 Steps to Confidence book, we go through, there's 4 specific steps and they apply to all ages. And it's really intriguing. What's really intriguing to me is how, as we get older, especially once we get past our 50s into our 60s and 70s, how much we need these 4 steps to confidence. You would think a lot of these people are like, oh, they're older. They're already good. They're good. I can't tell you how many, of the individual, you know, on the senior side of life, how much insecurity is still being carried forward.
That's true.
And it's interesting. Yeah. But so it applies to everybody. But here's why, and this is the interesting part. This is why we have a hard time gaining confidence in ourselves. The reason we have a hard time gaining confidence in ourselves is because we've stopped taking healthy risks in life. So what happens is we're so afraid, every human being, especially with the way the media is today, we're afraid of making mistakes and getting blown up on social media.
That's true.
Right?
You're right.
You think about it. Like, you do one thing, somebody's going to video it, and it goes viral. So everybody every day has this fear of being wrong or fear of making mistakes or fear of ruining their kids or fear of getting fired. Whatever it is, all this fear of moving forward. And so what happens is we stop and we stay in our little comfort
zones. Like retreat.
Oh, yeah. We stay in our comfort zones. We isolate. We sneak home after work. We get, you know, kind of fix the dinner. And then we shut down and we flip on Netflix and we zone out until we go to bed. Right?
Yeah.
And so our world is starting to shrink because we become more and more afraid of it. Instead of taking healthy risks. And that's why we talk about healthy risks. And there's a difference between healthy and unhealthy. We talk about that in the book is that healthy risks move you forward. Unhealthy risks hold you back.
Okay.
And so I can take the healthy risk of smoking. I can take an unhealthy risk of smoking marijuana to kind of calm my nerves. And that's one of the things out there right now. There's a ton of debate about it. And my statement is always the same. Because people are like, oh, there's all this information of why it's healthy. Here's Dean Nixon's stance.
Okay.
I don't care what it is. Anything that helps you avoid your emotions is unhealthy.com.
That you're using to medicate yourself.
Yeah, that's it. I don't care what it is. Yeah, I don't care if it's marijuana. I don't care if it's Netflix. I don't care. So I can take that unhealthy risk to do that behavior, but then it doesn't help me move forward. It doesn't build me. It doesn't build my confidence, et cetera. So to move myself forward, I have to be willing to do uncomfortable things. And the way I know that it's going to be healthy is I can sometimes see the results, and I really have to start focusing on results rather than wrong or right or making mistakes.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
does.
If I'm going to go up for a promotion, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to take that risk because that may be my one and only shot. Right. Well, what's the possible results? Well, the possible results are maybe it is your one and only shot. Maybe you don't get the job, but people will know who you are.
That's true.
People will know who you are. They will recognize you. You'll be on their radar where you wouldn't have been if you didn't. And so when you take that healthy risk, even though it may not work out, it's still healthy risk because the results moved you forward. And maybe when you went and applied or pushed for the job and they didn't give it to you, you went, hey, wait a minute. Maybe I don't need to be here. And it helps you springboard to a different job. So again, the results help us. But if I take the healthy risk to do something to avoid, then my results are obvious that I just numbed out and the issues are still there. So really for us to move forward and build our confidence, we have to be willing to take healthy risks.
Awesome. And then, like you said, make and keep commitments.
Yes.
That's something that we...
Step three.
That's a good one.
It is huge.
With our kids, too.
Oh, yes. And making and keeping healthy commitments. Mm-hmm. And that's one that I see a lot with humans. We have a hard time keeping the commitments that count. And that's the piece, is to keep the commitments that count. And what I mean by that is... we're more apt to keep commitments externally with others than we are with ourselves.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, makes sense.
And so for years, I've been, as I lead the seminars, I always take a survey. And in one of the first of the series of seminars, I take a survey. So out of 100% of the commitments that you make to other people, what percentage do you keep? Out of 100% of the commitments that you make to yourself, what percentage do you keep? And this is the crazy part. On average, most people keep about 93 to 96% of their commitments to other people.
Okay.
But to self, it drops down to 36%.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah. And the commitments we make to ourselves are things like, well, I'm going to get on that diet, or I'm not going to talk negative to myself, or I'm going to read that book, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's about really keeping the healthy commitments to ourselves and knowing how and when to do that. That really,
because you'll feel good about yourself. I have a clip on the show, the Admiral talking about making your bed every morning.
Oh, yes. I love that one.
I love it, too. And, you know, it's just that thing you can do every morning. You feel really good about it, you know.
It's the one thing in your world that you can control.
Right.
And you can either let yourself down or you can build yourself up. Yeah, I love that concept.
I love it, too.
But it is about keeping those commitments. And sometimes even with our kids, it's hard because they wonder about loyalty, you know, and sometimes that can be an unhealthy commitment. So if I'm being loyal to a person, because I see it happen with children, with their friends or with parents that might be divorced or things like that. But what I find is if you help them understand to be loyal to the working parts or the healthy side of people, but not be loyal to the unhealthy non-working parts, it helps them with the clarity of keeping commitments to others.
Okay. I like that. What are you seeing the most of, Dean? What do you have to deal with the most, do you think, in talking someone off the cliff or the ledge or whatever that is, or trying to, if you were just to even look and say over the last 10 years, what's coming in the most?
Wow.
I know it's a tough one too, because it's hard to dial that down.
I'd have to say anxiety and self-loathing.
Wow. Really?
I think most people... you know, and they may not even couch it as self-loathing. You know, they just think, well, I just don't like what's happening or how I am. But it's really a negative self-talk, a way of looking at themselves. And then the anxiety of trying to be everything to everyone and trying to be perfect. And I think that's where I see the most with people, especially with people that are coming in that have suicidal ideations. Most people that have suicidal ideations, they don't want their life to end. They want the discomfort to end. And we need to understand that.
Yeah.
And so the discomfort is an emotional discomfort. That's why the coping skill is so critical.
It works, yeah. Yeah, they are.
But it's an internal piece. So that's what I'm seeing the most probably is this piece where people come in and they aren't valuing who they are. they aren't honoring their voice, mm-hmm. especially in women. This, you know, mm-hmm. that's why our push is. Women need to feel free to have their voice and to, mm-hmm. to use their voice and feel that their voice matters and counts. And that's important. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I value so much what you're doing as a woman in media. It's so critical for women to be able to stand their ground, but not have other people be negative about them for mm-hmm. having a different opinion or right. having an opinion you don't agree with.
Right.
It's like, right. okay, so we have different opinions.
Right. And I see a lot of white male feeling like they don't know what to do though with women. They're kind of like caught in this weird place too, because we talk about that a lot on the show too. And I know you probably have men coming in that are just, I don't even know what to do anymore. I give up.
And they give up.
On the flip side of that.
A lot of it, because there's so much fear around being wrong, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
And that fear of being wrong or saying the wrong thing, because it gets blown up and then everybody rallies mm-hmm. behind it, even mm-hmm. though it may not be correct or healthy, people will rally because it's the social norm rather than what's actually healthy.
Right.
And that's where we have to get clarity. But those are the things I think I'm seeing the most.
Okay. I love what you do. I think we all need help with this stuff all the time. I used to be one of those that was like, I don't need anyone. I'm good. I'm figured out. I'm a smart cookie. No, not really. We all need help.
And, absolutely.
And we all need to kind of, like you said, sort of like, kind of reconfigure how we deal with things, because what we're dealing with now wasn't something we dealt with 20 years ago.
Right.
Different stresses. Social media is a whole nother stress that we didn't have and
right.
piled on top of all the other stresses.
That's my biggest
issue. Huge.
It's huge. And just to that, speaking to that point, is one of my biggest concerns is we treat mental health like we do a toothache. Right? We mm-hmm. don't go in and get our 6-month checkup and get the cleaning done to prevent.
Right.
We wait until we're in crisis.
Right.
Then we get the mental help.
Yeah.
And mental health help. Well, if you're an emotional, mental being,
mm-hmm.
then why don't you work on that part of who you are? You know, like
That's
we
true.
Focus on eating healthy. We focus on exercise. There's lots of stuff out there about that. But when it comes to taking care of myself emotionally and mentally, no, I'll just turn something on. I'll just take something. I'll just eat something. I'll just talk mm-hmm. to somebody, a friend or something. But when it comes to being proactive about your mental and emotional health,
mm-hmm.
that's something we as a culture, as a society, we need to get better at, especially with our children, because there's a stigma that if you're getting help, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
Instead of, well, if you go to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned, you don't go because there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There is like this stigma that it shouldn't be there.
It's not.
Because of how fast things are changing and what's changing.
And that's one of the reasons why the suicide's on the rise, is because instead of people going and getting help, because mm-hmm. of the stigma of getting help, they wait till they're in crisis and they can't deal with it. And then it pushes right. them over the edge. Where if the stigma wasn't there, and if people were instead cheering people forward and going, mm-hmm. yes, go get help. Please
right,
talk
right.
to everybody. Everybody
yeah.
needs it. Like this women's group,
yeah.
you know, let's talk.
Right.
That's the best solution.
Very
really,
cool.
Kate, the best solution to everything, communication. Just talk, people.
Yep.
Just talk.
Very true. And if it's a woman, talk even more.
Especially a woman, yes.
Just shut up and listen.
That's right.
We just want
to
be
heard. We need to. Women are wisdom.
Don't try and fix it.
Just listen.
Listen.
There's so much wisdom there. Just be quiet. You'll hear it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. The book, The Key, and also 4 Steps to Confidence, Dean Nixon, Turning Leaf Wellness. Thanks for coming in and joining
Thanks
me.
For having me.
That was really cool. I learned a lot. I feel better. I feel like I got some skills. I got some things to work on, and we all do. That's the point. We all do. I like your groups that you're doing. That's awesome. And keep up the good work, Dean. Dean Nixon, Turning Leaf Wellness Center. I'm going to come back with Alex Newman, and we're going to be talking about Mexican drug cartels. We're going to talk about the influence on judges, elected officials, you name it. In the third hour, Venezuela and Russia, because I want to go into a little bit more detail about them, because we have so much to learn as we move forward as a country. We need to learn from what's going on in those two countries right now. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Quality Lenders.
Do you need care?
cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee, and the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at qualitylendersinc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality Lenders.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.